You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Health says it will now only list high-risk exposure sites in Greater Sydney because it believes people are getting lost in the detail when it puts up venues that it doesn't think are risky places. Dr. Jeremy McNulty says New South Wales Health doesn't want to overwhelm the public with too much information.
So we're now deliberately prioritising in the metropolitan area venues or places where people have been in households, in other households, not their own, in workplaces, and high-risk settings such as hospitals, aged care facilities, educational settings, including childcare settings.
New South Wales Health will continue to list all exposure sites in regional New South Wales. An unvaccinated woman in her late 70s is the latest person to die in the state, with the total number of COVID deaths since the onset of the pandemic more than doubling as a result of the current outbreak to 113. There were 452 new cases, and at least 54 were in the community for all or part of their infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the latest case numbers reveal three-quarters of new infections are people under 40.
I can say that in the last 24 hours, 75% of our cases in New South Wales were people under 40. And that's why those extra jabs that we've received from the Commonwealth will be put straight into the arms of 16 to 39-year-olds in those local government areas of concern. That will protect them and their loved ones, but also protect anyone coming into contact with them in our workplace.
The majority of the new infections are in southwest and western Sydney, and she says western New South Wales remains an enormous concern with cases around West Dubbo, Walgett and Bourke. The Director of Aboriginal Health and Wellbeing at the Western New South Wales Local Health District, Brendan Cutmore, is urging Indigenous people to comply with the stay-at-home orders.
I know that this is really difficult for our communities to do something in a very different way to the way that we're normally used to providing support to each other as a part of our traditional cultural practices, that we would normally gather together and share our resources and that we would normally provide that type of assistance face-to-face. But right now, it's incredibly important that we stay in our own homes.
In Victoria, there have been 24 new cases with 10 infectious in the community. 21 of the cases have been linked to existing outbreaks. The state government says it's concerned about new cases in the local government areas of Port Phillip, Glen Eira and Bayside, and wants more Victorians to come forward for testing. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says 50 of the state's active cases are under the age of 10. Professor Sutton says there are concerns about possible transmission in a playground. Playgrounds have been closed as part of the more stringent lockdown in Melbourne, which now includes a nightly curfew from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m.
We are investigating a potential transmission in a playground. It's not definitive and maybe we'll not be able to make it definitive, but it looks like there's been transmission in a playground. We've also seen transmission between students who were not in classes together, who did not have any other face-to-face interaction other than sharing a walk home. Didn't play together, don't live together, didn't have classes together. Shared an outdoor walk home and transmitted between them. That is more definitive. So the risk is there. We want to minimise every single opportunity in order to get ahead of this.
The Victorian Council of Civil Liberties, Liberty Victoria, says Victorians have not been provided with any evidence that curfews reduce the risk of COVID transmission. In a statement, it says merely making policing easier should not be a foundation for restrictions on freedom of movement. In the Australian Capital Territory, 17 new community cases have been detected, bringing the total number of new infections to 45. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says case numbers will continue to grow during Canberra's lockdown, especially if people don't comply with the rules.
Now is not the time to be loitering, to be browsing, or to be catching up with people at the shops. The whole point of the lockdown is to stop these case numbers at the levels that they are at and to keep people apart whilst we can get on top of this particular outbreak.
No new local cases of coronavirus have been recorded in the Northern Territory a day after Greater Darwin and Katherine went into a 72-hour lockdown. And Queensland reported one new local case, which is linked to an existing cluster and has been quarantining at home during their infectious period. In the past 24 hours, 279,465 vaccine doses have been administered across Australia. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.